Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs and the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Kent's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. One more day. Just one more day, and your Spurs will be on the court at the AT&T Center to open up their 2021-22 season as they'll host the Orlando Magic. God, it's just one day away. Wow. It just feels like yesterday the NBA season was over. So what are we doing right here on Home Opener Eve? Well, we're going to be discussing some news and notes to get you ready ahead of tomorrow's game, as well as dive into expectations. What do we expect from this Spurs team as the ball goes up in the air tomorrow night to begin a new season? Do that and more. I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast, a guy who's just eager to see the new Fiesta jerseys. Huh, Joe?
I'm eager to see them, man, but we'll get them when we get them. Let's put it like when we get them. Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny, you know, like how, you know, Spurs fans cling on to the Fiesta jerseys or just anything Fiesta, because Joe, as we said right before we hit the record button, it, anything that can be fun for this upcoming season might be better than the inevitable L's that might pile up, Joe.
You got to pass the time somehow, man. Enjoy the white Spurs Fiesta color city edition jerseys and just make the most out of the season. You know,
I get a kick out of this, how it's like some sort of top secret thing when it's like, you know, I think you mentioned recently that how it's a kind of a worst kept secret because the season ticket holders got like a box that they've been sharing on social media that it all but kind of reflects the colors, at least the color scheme that the Fiesta jerseys probably have.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's the worst kept secret, you know, among Spurs fans. I mean, the box probably just gave away everything that's more than likely going to be on the city edition jerseys, you know, from the diamond that'll probably be on the, you know, short somewhere to the colors, you know, the white with the Fiesta colors. I mean, it didn't take long for fans to put two and two together, you know?
Hey, speaking of fans and, you know, the Spurs season starting, what has Two Shots got going? Y'all ready for the beginning of the season tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, man. We're ready for the season to kick off tomorrow. We're excited. It's NBA basketball is here. It's upon us, you know, and it's a great time to be, you know, around if you're a sports fan in general. You have the NHL hockey that just kicked off. You have the MLB playoffs, NFL football, and then the start of NBA basketball. I mean, it's the mecca of sports right now. This is the time that you're dying for if you're a sports fanatic, you know, especially if you're a Spurs fan, because with the season kicking off, that means that we're going to actually start seeing the Spurs HEB commercial start dropping soon.
Yeah, those are on the way. I think they already finished filming. It's just a matter of when they'll release them, but it looks like it's all fun. I mean, again, another worst kept secret. The Spurs pretty much revealed, you know, some behind the scenes looks at the new commercials. I think there were like some sort of space jumpsuits that Skeleton, Derek White, and Jakob Poeltl, and puppies. Puppies will be involved in this upcoming batch of HEB commercials. And Joe, before we dive into some Spurs talk, are you proud of your Cowboys?
Oh yeah, man. I'm always proud of the Cowboys. They found a way to beat the dreaded New England Patriots. They almost gave up the game, but you know, Dak found CeeDee Lamb, and that's all she wrote. Touchdown.
Are they for real, Joe? Are they for real? Are you starting to put a stamp to say they are for real?
At this point, Jeff, I'm going to have to start saying this team is legit, you know, well-balanced on both defense and offense. I mean, I dare say we're going to have to start getting you the shirts and everybody else, you know, the shirts that say Vamos para la Super Bowl, Jeff.
Well, and on that note, let's start this episode of Locked On Spurs. Joe, let's go ahead and start off some news and notes just quickly, just to get them out of the way before we talk about expectations. First thing, in a not-so-surprising move, yesterday the Spurs announced that they have waived Farouq Aminu. That is the final cut the Spurs had to make. They now have 15 players under contract plus one, which is Joe Wieskamp with the two-way deal. Joe, not surprising. I think all signs were pointing that Aminu was going to get waived. He only played one preseason game, Joe. So your thoughts, you know, now that Aminu's gone, how are you liking the roster?
I think it was the right move. You know, the writing was on the wall, Jeff. I mean, Aminu was packaged in with that, you know, deal with Thaddeus Young. you know, DeMar when the Spurs went and made that trade with DeMar DeRozan, and he was the odd man out, you know, and the thing, same thing could be said for Thaddeus Young, but that's another podcast for another time.
Yep.
But, you know, looking at seeing what Aminu did actually in preseason play, he was a DNP, did not play. He played in one preseason game, and it was for about 10 minutes, 27 seconds. That's all. He did play some, though, to his credit, in the silver and black scrimmage. We got to see a little bit out of Aminu there. But, you know, pretty much at that point in time, they were just putting him out there just for show. I think the writing was on the wall with this individual. Unfortunately, it is what it is. The tough decisions have to be made. And I believe DeJounte Murray had put something to the effect that, you know, he believes in Pop in the front office and they make moves to make the team better. And regardless of who gets cut, they wish him the best, you know, and I think that's about all we can do, too. You know, just wish him the best.
Yeah, he was coming off like I think he had an injury that required surgery. He's just, again, an older NBA vet that didn't really factor into the Spurs long term plans, which is a rebuild and getting younger, finding gems, collecting draft picks. So it just makes it look, he's an NBA vet. He's going to land somewhere. Some NBA team's going to pick him up. So I'm confident about that. But Joe, you're going to have to put away your pre-ordered Freak Aminu Spurs Fiesta jersey, Joe. You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm more than fine with that. But with the cutting of Aminu, I mean, I think this brings the roster down to, 15 players, I believe? That
yeah,
they
15
have
plus one. Contracts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have one slot open for a two-way contract.
Yeah, one of them is already with Joe Wieskamp. Joe does have a two-way. It's just a matter of what they're going to do with the other two-way contract. We'll see. You know, they got a lot of G League guys. So maybe it'd be Primo. Who knows? I mean, that'd be a good way to get him some NBA experience. But yeah, good luck to Al Farouq Aminu. It was nice. Oh yeah, we were working. He only played one game, but that's just catching up in some news and notes. And other news and notes, Joe. Brent Forbes supporting the local team, that being UTSA football, an undefeated 7-0 UTSA football team. They're now ranked in the AP Power Poll. Joe, from Bryn Forbes with UTSA to Derek White with San Antonio FC and the Missions, and then, of course, Keldon Johnson with Lanier High School, it seems to me that these new young crop of Spurs players really want to be active in the sports community in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about, you know. You're going to want to support your other local teams that you have in your own backyard. I mean, look at what UTSA has done this season. I mean, they're undefeated. Unfortunately for Longhorn fans, you know, the Longhorns are now not even ranked. And I believe they were like ranked 23 or 24. And now that they lost to OSU over the weekend, look what happened with UTSA. They are ranked, was it 23? I think at this point in time. I mean, that's huge for them. You know, this is great news for somebody that's here local in San Antonio. And if you're a Spurs player, why wouldn't you want to come out and support the squad? You know, I mean, I'm glad that Bryn went. I even think Derek White had mentioned in preseason, you know, talking to the reporters that he had wanted to go out and maybe try to catch a UTSA game as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, you know, the Spurs, you know, very involved in the community. You know, you're seeing a lot more of that involvement with this new generation of Spurs fans. Not to say that Timmy and Manu and Tony didn't do that, but I mean, it wasn't as prevalent. You know, Timmy was pretty much went to work, went home. You know, maybe the closest was Tony, but then again, he was always hanging out with Hollywood types, Joe. But you know, this young Spurs squad is really getting out there, really showing support to San Antonio, and hopefully that bodes well for their future in San Antonio. They're making it its home and they're being part of that Spurs community / San Antonio community. One other final note, Joe, before we get into the main event of this episode of Locked On Spurs, you're looking at the San Antonio Spurs as they begin their new season in just a few short hours. But in this upcoming season, Joe, Greg Popovich could be making history if the Spurs get at least 23 wins or more. Joe, Popovich needs 23 wins to pass Lenny Wilkins for second place and 26 wins to pass Don Nelson for first place to become the winningest coach in NBA history. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or someone like me just trying to make it through the day tension-free, Theragun can help. Theragun is a handheld progressive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power, and it is quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. Whether you want to treat your muscle tension from working out, an injury, or just the stresses of everyday life, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design makes you feel like you're holding something from the future. Just go to their website right now, check it out, add the Theragun app to your apps, and it'll learn your behaviors, basically, and suggest a guide from your routines. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to TheragunBody.com/LockedOn right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's TheragunBody.com/LockedOn. TheragunBody.com/LockedOn. I bring this up because over the weekend, George Karl, remember him, former Spur way, way back in the 70s, and also a former NBA coach, said that he loves Pop and he pretty much expects him to get that record. Joe, do you think he'll get the record despite NBA talking heads saying that the Spurs are going to have an abysmal season?
I think they're going to wind up getting that record. You know, they're going to win more than 26 games. Coach Pop, he's going to go down as one of the NBA's most winningest coach in history, period. You know, he's going to surpass his mentor, Don Nelson. And, you know, Spurs fans are going to have something to cheer about this season, Jeff. It's not going to be all, you know, gloom and doom. You're going to have something to get excited about.
Absolutely, yeah. George Karl went on to say about Popovich that he loves Popovich, that if he does get the record, which all signs are pointing that he will, that he deserves GOAT consideration. Joe, what do you think about that? Is it just consideration or he has that status now? Meaning that, you know, you're going up against other NBA legendary coaches like Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley. Your thoughts, Joe?
No, I think that Coach Pop should be up there with the best of them. I mean, you look to see what he's actually done with this San Antonio Spurs squad. Not to mention, he's been with just one team throughout his whole career. That's saying something. That deserves, you know, that acronym to be put in that conversation with the best coaches in NBA history. If not the best coach, he's certainly up there, Jeff. I mean, he has to be up there in the top five, you know, conversation. To me, me being unbiased that I am, I would have to put him as number one, but, you know, that's just me being a Spurs fan.
You're not biased, Joe, are you? Come on.
When it comes to Coach Pop, I got to put him up there, you know. He's got to be my number one coach in NBA history, but I know that there's going to be a big argument amongst NBA, the NBA faithful, you know, of who deserves that number one slot. But certainly Coach Pop has to be in that conversation.
Absolutely. I think to me, he's already at that status. I think he's eclipsed all those other people. You know, he's going to, I mean, I really don't think the Spurs will get less than 23 wins this upcoming season. I'd be stunned. And, you know, I think they'll get more than what Vegas projects them to get, but yeah, I mean, that's going to be a good moment for Popovich. Who knows? Maybe that this is his final curtain call. You know, he gets that record, and after this season, it's no more Pop, and the replacement coach search begins. But I would think that once he does get it, I mean, that really solidifies him. You know, he's bound for the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's already eligible already. He could have been enshrined a long time ago, but he keeps putting it off. Who knows? Maybe you know, he'll go in after the big three go in, because I think it's just who's just left? Just Manu and Tony are left, right?
Yeah,
and they're the last ones.
They're going to be enshrined in the Texas Sports Hall of Fame here for
that's right.
2022 class. Yep. So that's something.
That's something. Yeah. So yeah, it in my opinion, I think Popovich has already got the title. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But yeah, those are your quick Spurs news and notes. And I was going to talk about the upcoming season. Joe, it is here. Tomorrow night, things get going at the AT&T Center. It's going to be an exciting time for Spurs basketball as they turn over a new leaf, a new chapter in their franchise history. No superstars, No megastars, not even an all-star, but just a collection of good young players that are looking to just develop and get better. Joe, to start off with you, what is your first expectation of this Spurs squad?
First expectation of this San Antonio Spurs squad is they're going to look a lot better on the defensive end. You already see that, you know, in just the preseason play. They're going to, you know, be not most improved, but they're going to be very well improved from a season ago where they had all sorts of problems and they couldn't stop anybody. You know, I mean, it got to the point to where every game was almost a shootout. This particular squad, however, you're seeing them already play a really great defensive game out there. And I think it has to do a lot with the younger players, you know, the younger players that they've added to this squad in Keldon, you know, and you have Trey out there. Trey Jones is going to be, you know, out there with the squad at some point. Devin Vassell, you know, and of course, you know, everybody's all excited right now about Josh Primo, but he's probably going to be spending time in the G League. But right now, as far as the Spurs go, the expectation is for them to go ahead and be a better, a much improved defensive unit. I think that could be said of them already, because I think they're going to be one of the better defensive teams in the NBA. However, I still think that they might have their fair share of issues on the offensive end.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually the opposite. I think they'll be okay on the offensive end. It's just defensively, and not necessarily like the whole. I think they're going to be a good defensive team. I just have issues with the man in the middle, the big guys, because look, Pirtle, we know he's a good defender, but what happens if he gets in foul trouble? I mean, your big man depth goes to Drew Eubanks, and who else? You know, Jock Landale, a rookie, an unproven rookie. I think that area of on the defensive end, just a man in the middle, could be an issue as the season progresses, because you know you're playing in a conference in the league where you have the likes of, you know, Anthony Davis, Rudy Gobert, the Joker, Nikola Jokic. The list goes on and on and on. I mean, there's a lot of quality bigs in the league, Joe, that I think defensively, when it comes to just defending the paint, do you think that could be an issue?
It could be, but I mean, from what I've seen from our bigs, you know, you have Drew Eubanks, you have Jakob Poeltl, you have Dougie McBuckets, you know, you Doug McDermott, and then you have Jock Landale. From what I've seen from these, you know, particular players, and given it's just been preseason, I think they're going to be able to hold their own. You know, I mean, it's not going to be elite level, let's be honest, you know, but they can kind of hold their own, except, you know, when you're going to have nights where you're going to have players that are just going to go off, you know, because, of course, I mean, the talent level is going to be such a there's going to be such a gaping hole there. You know, are they going to really stop somebody like, you know, Anthony Davis? Probably not. You know, he's a gifted player at his position, but, you know, they're going to try to give it the best go they can. I think they're going to be able to kind of hold their own, but it's not going to be locked down defense in the interior.
Yeah, I know. Offensively, I expect, here's my expectation, for the pace to be a lot faster. You know, to really be one of the all-time high in that category of just pace. I hope to see the Spurs at least in the top 10 when it comes to just pushing that ball. We saw it a lot in preseason action. You know, just go, grab the rebound and go. You miss a shot, start getting back already. You know, so I think that's going to be good to see because it lends to the makeup of the roster. You know, a lot of young horses they got there, a lot of athletes, from Lonnie Walker to Devin Vassell and everybody else in between. This team is just full of young athletic players. You can't just pass the ball to DeMar and go to ISO. I think they're going to have to pass that ball around. As a matter of fact, Devin Vassell said that this team can be good if they just learn to rely on their athleticism and move the ball. Ball movement. Joe, how important is ball movement this year? It's that time of year again, and all eyes are turning to football as teams are back in the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline, your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and get yourself a 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use promo code LOCKEDON. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure endless lines? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer, and they have everything you can need. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck and write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know that we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
No, it's going to be instrumental. You know, you've seen a lot of what the Spurs are able to do just in five games in preseason play. You know, the pace is really much improved compared to how it was just, you know, a season ago. But, you know, when you're going ahead and you're playing a high-paced game, you're also going to be able, you're going to have to go ahead and be able to pass the ball as well. You know, you're going to have to go ahead and make better decisions with the basketball. You don't really want to shoot a three or just chunk up a shot really early into, you know, the shot clock. You're going to want to move the ball around the horn, you know, get in the best possible position for you to score. Some backdoor cuts. We've seen that actually in preseason play. I've seen Jock Landale actually. He's a very prolific passer, you know, and for a big man as well. I saw him, you know, connecting a couple of times with some of his teammates for backdoor cuts, and some of the bigs that we have, even Doug McDermott, he's not too shabby passing the ball as well. So you want to see that ball movement. You want to see the return of the beautiful game. He's looking at the ball move around the horn. And it's, let's go ahead and put it like this. When you have a lot of, you know, one-on-one defense coming at you, you know, and the Spurs kind of get caught sometimes in that zone defense, passing the ball is going to be quicker than you trying to get to your spot, especially if you have somebody that you can't absolutely not shake. You know, passing the ball is going to be instrumental to the Spurs as far as how they're going to be able to score the ball and how well they're going to do offensively this season.
Another expectation of my that I have ahead of the start of the season is just shooting, in particular from Derek White and Lonnie Walker. Joe, in five preseason games, Walker ranked 12th in field goal percentage and Derek White ranked 13th in field goal percentage. Again, just preseason games. But they were not shooting the ball particularly well, Joe. You have Lonnie Walker shooting about 34% from the field, Derek White 33%. That number obviously has to significantly rise. If not, you know, the Spurs can have a bear of a time when teams are defending them, but they'll just sag off and just clog the middle, where the Spurs have a lot of young guys that can just slash, get to the rim. Joe, are you worried about two of the young guys not shooting the ball very well?
I'm not really worried about that. I mean, it is what it is at this point. I think the focus should be looking at the growth of the players, you know, at this particular point in time. You know, we already know pretty much what's going to happen coming into the season. Yes, they're going to have some growing pains. You know, some of the younger players might not perform up to standards, but they're going to have to be able to grow. They're going to have to learn from their mistakes. And that's really what my focus is going to be at. If they shoot the ball, it goes in, great for them, but it's not going to probably happen every single game, because they're going to have different, you know, defenders coming at them. They're going to see a different, you know, defense on any given night, even, you know, from one half to the next. They can go ahead and switch off, and they're going to have different looks coming at them. So at this point in time, I'm more focused on the growth of said players more than I am their shooting prowess.
So when you say growth, then who do you want to see take a big leap this upcoming season? Who do you expect that to be?
Really, at this point in time, I mean, I think the biggest leap that you need to see out of one of the younger players that the Spurs have on their squad is you can point directly to Lonnie Walker. You know, he's been that enigma, you know, and he's coming into a contract season. You've seen a lot of inconsistencies out of this young guy. You want to see him become a little bit more consistent in his play. I believe him coming off the bench is going to be really great for him takes a lot of pressure off of him, expectation of having to perform at such a high level. While it does take that expectation off of him, coming off the bench does not mean that you are not, you know, free from the scrutiny of one Coach Pop, where he wants to see you be consistent, not make a lot of mistakes. And unfortunately for Lonnie Walker, we still have yet to see that come to fruition. So I'm really looking at Lonnie. Another person that I'm looking at as well is Keldon Johnson. I think Keldon Johnson needs to show us a little bit more of on the offensive end. While he's great at, just being a line driver, going up there, spotting up, putting his head down and going straight to the rim, you want to see a little bit more out of his repertoire, especially in the offensive end. Can he put together a great little mid-range jumper? How prolific is he going to be from the three-point, from shooting from beyond the arc? What else has he added to his arsenal of weapons? While he does have bring a lot of experience into this season, because he did win a gold medal with Team USA, you want to see what it's actually going to translate to in the context of the game moving forward, this season. And another person I'm looking forward to seeing the growth of is, of course, Devin Vassell. He looked good in preseason play. I want to see what this young man can do, and hopefully he gets more minutes, in the rotation, and let's see what he can do with those minutes. I'm excited for Devin Vassell. I think he excites me more than anybody else out of this young squad.
I'm right there with you. I'm really excited to see what he's going to do in his sophomore season. In my opinion, I thought he had a pretty good rookie season, all things considered, with the pandemic, short season, and the Spurs just needed bodies out there. And I thought he did well. Sure, he did have his rookie moments, of course, but I think being thrown to the fire last season, not having to go to the G League, not having a training camp, there was no summer league in his rookie season. I think that's going to bode well for him. I think it actually is going to, hasten his development. It's going to put it on a shorter learning curve, which will benefit San Antonio. But one of my expectations, Joe, is to really see Keldon Johnson take it up a notch. And I think he can do that. You highlighted it right now about the gold medal that he won, playing with Team USA, learning from the NBA's best, being a teammate of them. But if there's going to be a guy that the Spurs definitely need to show up every night, it's going to be him. Joe, do you expect him to do that?
I don't know, Jeff. That's a big question mark, man. Do we expect him to do that consistently? I don't know. You would hope that it can transition into him being a little bit more consistent, but the verdict's out still. If he can have a really good, solid year, that's great for the team. Hopefully that can go ahead and put him past the expected 24.5 wins from, ESPN, and the 28.5 wins from the Vegas Odd Sharks, Right. We need everybody playing at a high level. And the better that a player plays, the more likely that can translate into wins. So I'm looking forward to him just being more consistent all around. I hope this is his season.
Yeah, they expected a lot from a young team, a lot of young players, and even Devin Vassell said that they are inexperienced. But here's the thing, Joe. Are you expecting, inexperience, Josh Primo to get time with the big boy club versus the JV team with the Austin Spurs?
Oh, Jeff, this is a hard one, man. I love Josh Primo. There's a lot of upside. There's a lot of things to get excited about with Josh Primo. However, when you look at the body of work that's there, there's still some areas that he needs to work on. He does make some mistakes, turnovers, There's some things that he's got to work on. And he's only going to get better if he goes and plays in the G League. I know Spurs fans are just clamoring for him to go ahead and get some minutes and carve out a roster spot right now. I think that would be doing this kid a disservice. I think you're going to have him, go up against, in practice, he's going to be going up against DeJounte. He's going to be going up against Derek White, two savvy veterans, and you have a kid that's barely 19 years old. I think it's best to go ahead and let him get, his experience and let him develop over in the G League, where he can build that confidence. He's already playing with a lot of confidence right now. I think that's just going to, grow by leaps and bounds by putting him in the G League. I'm not saying that he needs to be delegated there forever. No, maybe if he spends half a season, maybe he spends a season there. Hopefully the Spurs can see something out of this kid, because it looks like he might be ahead of the curve, Jeff. So The good news is he might not need a lot of time in the G League. Mm-hmm. Maybe goes and does a short stint over there and then comes over here with the San Antonio Spurs. Either way, I think the G League would do, you know, Josh Primo some good. I'm all for Josh Primo. I'm ready to wear the shirt that says I got a Primo on the Spurs, you know, so I want to do that. I want to see the kid do well. I'm excited, though, for his future.
For those who do not speak Spanish, Primo's last name translates into cousin. So you expect if you don't live in San Antonio or not familiar with the Spanish language, expect that a lot from Spurs fans this upcoming season if Primo makes it. And especially, too, if he lights up the G League. Joe, I mean, which I'm expecting him to play just heads above the rest there. I think he's going to force the Spurs coaching staff to think twice, really consider bringing him down, even if it's just for spot minutes, because what's the point of putting him out there if he's just, you know, tearing up the place? You know, he eventually is going to have to find out what it's like to play on the NBA level. And what we saw in preseason, and granted, yes, it is preseason. Defenses really don't know him. Maybe they're not keying on him, but hey, you know, you like what you saw. It's a good foundation. So hopefully that'll translate from the G League to the NBA this upcoming season. And finally, Joe, are you expecting the Spurs to stand pat or still make some moves on the roster?
What does that saying go? We like the team we have.
Oh, no, Joe. No, you're not. Don't tell me that.
No, it's not that I'm saying that. It's not that I'm saying I like the team we have. We all know what's going to happen. The Spurs notoriously don't do anything. They stand pat, and Spurs fans get quite upset. And you see that all over Spurs Twitter. We like the team we have. You know, the funny memes, not funny memes, funny, not funny, that come through social media. I don't really expect them to do much this season. I mean, they're probably just going to stand pat. I mean, it'd be nice to see a shakeup, you know, them do something and make a trade, be exciting. But have they done that the last couple of seasons? No. What makes you think they're going to do it this season?
I guess I'm thinking about that because they are in rebuild mode. So if there's a chance to really shake it up and get in an all-star, you know, bring in a team to a team that doesn't even have an all-star, I think they do it. But I mean, you're right. Historically, the Spurs do not make major moves. I think it'll be a minor one involving Thad Young if they do go down that route. And I hope it's for draft picks or just young players. And I think that's exactly what the Spurs are going to target, especially when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, you know, the trade deadline, Joe, when you can already tell which of your power teams from both conferences are going to be. And those playoff-bound teams are likely to look to try to get an edge on the roster so they could be knocking on Spurs' door. And I think that Spurs will have all the cards. They'll have all the leverage saying, okay, you really want Thad Young, then give us A, B, C, X, Y, Z. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, I think if anything, that will be the move. I just don't figure how Thad Young plays into the long-term plans. I mean, look, the players like him. You know, they say that he's being very vocal in camp and practices. You know, Thad Young expects a lot. I remember that video, Joe, where he said that there's no buttholes on this team. The young guys are not dummies. You know, they come into work. So, you know, he's expecting a lot from them, and I think that's exactly what this team needs, a savvy veteran like him with them on the court, teaching them as they go. But yeah, I think ultimately that will probably be the move the Spurs make.
You know, Jeff, the only way I can see them making a trade is if we're getting near the All-Star break and this team's only won like 10 or 15 games.
Oh, yeah.
Then that kind of forces you to do something, you know?
Yeah. 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 If they're circling the drain at that point, Joe, and only won about 10, 15 games, I hope they tank. I mean, that'd just be better for them. Just tank. What's the point of racking up wins at that point? You know, what for a play-in game, you know, or to get bounced by a team like a Lakers or a Clippers? You know, what's the point? Just tank and get yourself a high draft pick. That's the only way they're going to rebuild. And really rebuild is to rebuild via the draft. Very similar to Phoenix, you know, getting that number one pick, Ayton. We know his future in Phoenix is a little cloudy right now, but the point is they got the number one pick. They got themselves Devin Booker. He developed into a star. So I think that's the route the Spurs have to take. But Joe, man, can you imagine if the All-Star break, they only won about 10, 15 games. That'd be brutal already. What a way to start the season.
I don't know. Lord. We survived that.
Jeez.
They already
fight yourself. Yeah, I know. Yeah, just brace yourself, everybody. Yeah, it could be for a long season. Joe, I hope your prediction doesn't come true, though. 10, 15 wins by All-Star break? No way.
If that happened, they would be forced to do something because, ouch. At that point, I mean, what are you going to do? You would trade, you know, Young for even some picks, you know, first round pick or something, you know? You got to get what you can get. And you got to, you know, at that point, you would be like, okay, we are officially rebuilding the team. You know, I don't think it's going to get that bad. I'm just saying worst case scenario.
Hopefully it doesn't, Joe. But we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the Spurs waving Aminu? Also, what do you think about the Spurs upcoming season? What are your expectations? Joe's expecting Primo to get some run. I'm expecting him as well. What are your thoughts about the expectations of Derek White and Lonnie Walker just shooting, just overall development? We need to know. Joe, take it away. Tell us what's going on, what to expect this upcoming season from your end over at Two Shots Podcast.
Yeah, Two Shots, we're just going to have a lot of fun with the upcoming season. We're just happy to be talking Spurs basketball again. So look for new episodes of the Two Shots Podcast dropping twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. In between, we might go ahead and just drop a couple episodes here and there of a live stream and get on and talk Spurs basketball, maybe preview some upcoming games. So make sure you go ahead and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out, T-W-O, Two Shots Podcast.
Yo, I expect you also to paint your face this coming season in Fiesta colors when you go to the Spurs games.
Only if you go to the game with me, Jeff.
Oh, I don't know about that, Joe. No, no, no. I may have to be on press row then. But no, Joe, I got to work press row, Joe. Sorry, I can't do that. Just to get away from painting the face. Have you ever done that, by the way, painted your face for a Spurs game?
I have. I actually did go to a Spurs game with my face painted silver and black with some of my buddies. It was a lot of fun.
What did you get that done? You just did it by yourself? Or?
Yeah, me and my buddies just got together. We had a couple beers and we just decided to paint each other's faces and went to the game. We had a great time. We took pictures with the fans who were up there in the fan zone. So you know how it goes, man. We're there with the raza, you know?
You didn't do the Fiesta colors, Joe?
No, man. We didn't have... All we had was silver and black, dude.
You know, use like a big pen? Just a black ink pen?
No, one of my buddies had some like old Halloween makeup, you know, and it was like that silver and black color that he had. So we just used that up and it was good enough for everybody. So we rolled with that because you want to use something that's meant for your skin. You don't want to use latex paint. That's a bad move. You're going to pay for that later on. Use the stuff that's meant for your skin.
Take it from Joe, who's done that before, everybody. So you know, do not use latex.
Or that cheap 99-cent paint that you see at a Walmart or somewhere, or a hobby store. Don't use that. That'll give you a rash.
There you go. So you'll be painting your face this coming season, Spurs fans. Take a note from Joe. Hey, I want to thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen of the day. Now do yourself a favor. Go check out Locked On Magic with my good friend, Philip Rossman Reich. Look, the Spurs are playing the Magic tomorrow. Why don't you get a leg up and scout what the Magic are planning to do versus San Antonio tomorrow night out in San Antonio. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.